Cecil, let's go in the kitchen and make some fudge.
I don't want any fudge.
Oh, come on. There's nobody home. We can mess up the kitchen.
I don't want any.
You don't want any fudge?
No.
With walnuts in it?
No.
Oh, Cecil, you're sick.
Oh, I am not sick.
Well, you must be. That's the first time you ever refused candy.
Well, a person has to change once in a while.
Only once every 7 years. What's the matter, Cecil? Don't you feel so good?
I don't like that. Just because for once I don't want something to eat, you think I'm sick. That's a hot way to treat anyone.
Well, it's the truth. That is, most of the time you jump at the chance.
Food. Huh. You think it's important. Poof. It's nothing to me. I don't care whether I ever eat again or not.
Cecil, you are sick.
Oh, I am not.
Well, something is wrong.
Well, I'm not sick.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I've got a... See? Look.
Oh, Cecil, it's a tooth. Well, what's the matter with it?
It's loose. Can't you see it wiggle?
Oh, how did it get loose, Cecil?
I don't know. I just woke up this morning and it was loose.
Oh, you better go to a dentist and have him pull it.
Huh. Not on your life, I won't.
Why, Cecil, the dentist won't hurt you.
Yeah, I've heard that before. They'll tell you, now this won't hurt you at all. You won't feel it, and then, whee, you think you've grabbed hold of 1,000,000 volts of electricity. I know.
Well, it wouldn't kill you.
Well, I don't know about that. I might die of heart failure.
Goodness, are you afraid of a dentist?
Yes, I am, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Well, you should be, you big baby.
Go ahead, rib me. I don't care.
Here, let me see that too, Cecil. Oh, goodness, open your mouth wide.
What do you want to do, explore? All right, now.
Which one is it? What are you saying? Why, Cecil, it's so loose it'll fall out.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Doesn't it bother you?
No. I keep playing with it with my tongue.
Oh, Cecil, you better go to a dentist and have him pull it out. He can do it with his fingers.
Well, he's not going to get the chance.
I wouldn't be such a coward.
You don't have to be. No one asked you.
It's liable to fall out when you're asleep, and then you'll swallow it.
That's all right. I might. Gee, I wish it would fall out.
Cecil, you're not afraid of me, are you?
No, why should I be?
Well, let me get it between my fingers and yank it out. It won't hurt you.
Oh, it won't. Don't you start that.
Well, goodness, work up your courage and get it out yourself.
If I swallowed it, do you think it would hurt me?
Cecil, lots of people die when they swallow teeth.
Honest?
Oh, I wouldn't fool you, Cecil. It's too serious.
Oh, no. You just want to get a chance to scare me.
Well, you pull it out yourself. You better now.
All right. Oh, golly.
Go ahead. Now, don't hesitate. If you do, you're lost.
Well, don't watch me. I'll pull it.
All right. I'll count three for you.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, darn. All right.
One, two, three. Oh, Cecil, why didn't you pull it?
You counted too fast.
Well, I'll count over again. One, two, three.
Oh, I can't, Sally. I get all set to and take a deep breath, and then I don't.
Well, close your eyes and make up your mind to pull when I say three.
Gee, it's awful loose. See? I can push it way over with my tongue.
Oh, it'll come right out, all right. Now get ready. Set. One, two, three. Oh, one, two, three. Oh, Cecil, what's the matter?
I think I'll let it fall out.
Then you'll swallow it and get blood poison.
I don't care. I can't do it.
Goodness, what a coward you are. Well, then, will you let me do it?
Huh, I should say not.
All right, then, suffer.
I don't suffer. Can't even feel it, hardly, except it bothers me.
Oh, Cecil, I know.
You know what?
Well, this is something that Uncle Thomas made me do when I was a little girl.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Now, don't be smart. Will you do it?
I want to know what it is first.
Well, it's simple.
You thought of it. It must be.
Well, you won't pull that tooth out by yourself, and you won't let me do it.
I won't, you know.
Well, this way we can yank it out without anyone doing it.
What are you going to do? Call in a ghost?
No. Oh, Cecil, you'll just love this plan. Come on in the kitchen.
I don't want to make any fudge.
Well, that's not what we're going in the kitchen for.
If you're going in after a pair of pliers, you're wasting your time.
No, I want to get some string.
What do you want with string?
Well, we'll do this, Cecil. You'll like it. It's easy. We'll tie a piece of string around the tooth, and then you stand by the door, and we'll tie the other end of the string on the doorknob, and I'll get on the other side of the door and suddenly pull it shut. See?
Yeah, and jerk me off my feet by the neck. Huh. No, thank you.
No, Cecil, it's easy. I've done it. It happens so suddenly you don't know it.
Oh, you've done it before. So at last I found out what's wrong with you. You were jerked around by your neck when you were a kid.
Oh, Cecil, it's easy. See, you don't have to bother about getting up your courage. You don't even know when it's going to happen.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'll try it. But suppose the tooth doesn't come out?
I'm only afraid it'll fall out when you tie the string on it and spoil the fun.
Oh, spoil the fun, huh? So you're enjoying this.
Sir, aren't you?
No.
Well, here's some string. Now, tie this good and strong.
I don't want it too strong. Here, give me.
Tie it around the tooth.
Good
and tight now.
Who's doing this anyhow?
Here, let me help you. You want to be sure and tie it tight.
Get out of the light, will you?
All right, go ahead then. You won't let anyone help you.
Oh, all right. Look, watch out. All right, there.
Oh, Cecil, don't act so nervous. This is child's play.
Yeah, for you. You don't know how it feels to have a string leading out of your mouth, all tied up like a cow.
Well, don't act like a mule. Come on over to the door, Cecil.
Ye gods, you don't have to be in such a hurry, do you? There's no rush.
Here, give me the other end. I'll tie it to the door handle. There, now.
Did you tie it good and tight?
Oh, yes. 6 knots.
Yeah, you would. Now, wait. Let's wait a while before we start.
No, let's get it over with. Now, you stand right there and close your eyes.
Hey, I don't think I want to do this, Sally.
Oh, come on, Cecil. Don't back out now. It's too late.
Well, stop acting like you're enjoying it.
Now, stand right there and keep your mouth open.
Right there?
Yes, like that. Now, I'll get on the other side of the door and suddenly pull it closed, and then you'll be on the other side and your tooth will be out.
All right. Go on in the other room.
All right. All right, now remember, take up all the slack on the string.
Wait.
All right, I'll wait just a minute. Now tell me when you're ready.
All right, I'll tell you. All right, now. You can yank it shut now.
All right. I'm not going to tell you when.